I do want to plead with you to consider what Sam and I shared about a month ago, which is what does your assignment in prayer look like in this next season? That's something I think that's very easy to just let somebody else do, but I'm pleading with you not to do that. I'm pleading with you to take your stand on the wall. We need every single person in here to pray. This is how we fight. We do not fight with the weapons that this world fights with, amen, but we fight with weapons that are powerful for overthrowing strongholds. And our country is in a very precarious place right now, and I'm sure I don't need to repeat that very much for you to know exactly what I'm talking about, but in Psalms 2 it says that the kings of this earth and the people of the earth say, let's throw off the shackles that God has put on us, and let's find our own way. And there has never been a greater throwing off of shackles that I've seen or heard about in our country than is going on right now. I'll do with my body what I want to do with my body and the baby in my womb. I will decide what happens to that life. I will marry who I want to marry, regardless of what the scriptures teach, regardless of what nature teaches. I will promote what I want to promote, regardless of how it affects society. And I'm concerned about that. Romans 1 says that there's three stages of judgment. The Lord gives us over to our sinful desires and sexual immorality, and then he gives us over to even more depraved sexuality, men with men and women with women. And then thirdly, he gives us over, it says, turns us over to a depraved mind that we would do horribly wicked things that ought not to be done, filled with murder, filled with strife. And every single school shooting or public place shooting that happens, I think about that. The Lord is giving us as a nation what we're asking for. But I want to encourage you about this. We have the authority to turn this around as the church. We are not under the thumb of the world system. But when we sit back and we do not pray, and we do not push forward, darkness advances. When we are lulled to sleep, the enemy advances. That's when he does his work, the parable says. When the farmer slept, the enemy came and sowed seeds in the field, weeds and tares. When we sleep is when the enemy does his work. I'm pleading with you guys not to put Thursday night as a community prayer meeting is something that I ought to do. I don't know if I'll make it. Or a morning prayer meeting or a prayer assignment with your spouse or a prayer walk. I'm pleading with you guys, hear me now, that you'll ask the Holy Spirit, what is my assignment in 2019 in prayer? And that you will take up your place. The commands of the Lord are not burdensome. I'm not asking you to fast 4 days a week and be on your face 6 hours a day. I'm asking you to take up your place on the wall for your specific assigned time. What does that look like for you? Joel says it this way, even now declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart, tear your heart, don't tear your garments. The Jews would do this as an outward sign of their inward sorrow. And he's like, no, tear your inward self. Tear your hearts, not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate. He's slow to anger and abounding in love. And listen to this, and he relents from sending calamity. You think the Lord loves child trafficking? I tell you, his heart breaks. The Lord, there's so much happening on this earth against the will of the Lord. Granted, this whole world will be summed up in fire someday, but I'm telling you, he's slow to anger. He leaves the door open as long as he can so that everyone gathers in. He relents from sending calamity, but he will clean this up. And I'm telling you, we have the authority to stop the flood of immorality coming into our schools and into our town. It says this, who knows? If we seek his face and if we pray, who knows? He may turn and relent and leave behind a blessing. Grain offerings and drink offerings for the Lord your God. Who knows? what the Lord might do in this second to third stage we're in Romans 1 of turning us over to judgment. Judgment is not coming. Judgment is here. Right now, judgment is here. We just had our midterm elections. This is not a political statement. But never before have we had more LGBTQ congressmen, senators, House members, governors than we did in this last midterm election. They're calling it the rainbow wave. Love these people. Love them, love them, love them. And this is a sign of the judgment that we're under from the Lord. We've got a governor now. 1 Timothy 2 says, pray for those in public places. Pray for kings. I'm praying for Laura Kelly right now. But we have a governor now who has a 100% rating from Planned Parenthood, who refused to say no to a bill that would make abortion doctors save a fetus if it was viable to save the fetus. She refused to sign that. She has a 100% rating from EQ Kansas, Quality Kansas. This promoting, she already said she's going to strike down, she's going to implement ways to prevent this Adoption Protection Act from working in the state of Kansas. One of Lizzie and I's dear friends, Susan Humphreys, helped put that law into place at the state legislature, preventing faith-based adoption agencies from putting children in gay and lesbian homes. This governor's going to fight against that. I'm pleading with you, church. Please don't make this, oh, that's just a political issue. I'm in the kingdom. I don't have to mess with that. No, we live in the political realm. This is a two-sided coin. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's. Give to God what is God. Jeremiah says, pray for the peace of Babylon, because in its peace, you will have peace. We live here in flesh and blood, and we have a responsibility to steward. Yes, we did the second most important thing we could do the other day. We voted. The first most important thing we do is pray. Amen? The first most important thing we do. So I'm pleading with you guys. Please don't let this go in one ear and out the other and think about it's something I ought to do. We have to do it. If we seek the Lord, humble ourselves, repent and pray, He'll heal our land. And our land's sick right now.